Welcome to your five for today. I'd like us to consider the Lord's Prayer and reflect on the contents. At the end, I'd like you to join me in reciting the prayer. Although it's referred to as the Lord's Prayer, this is really the disciples' prayer because they asked Jesus how to pray. Let's remember that the first word is a uniting word. Christians are part of a family and not isolated individuals. Our means that I'm not alone. Others are there to share experiences with me, to share life with me. Do please pay attention to the words us and our as we go along. Father refers to a relationship. I'm fully aware that some people might have had an earthly father who has let them down. Please don't let that colour your view of God. Our Heavenly Father always wants the best for us and will never let us down. He always looks out for us and is the giver of every good and perfect gift, in James's words. Who art in heaven reminds us of where God is. He's looking down and sees all things. He knows all things too. Nothing can be hidden from him and no one can hide from him. You have been warned. Hallowed be thy name. This is to do with honouring God. It's the first of the Ten Commandments, if you remember. God is a holy God, and we are exhorted to be holy by God, as recorded by Moses in the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament. Thy kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven. Can you imagine living in a world with no hatred, no pain, no war, and no crying? Can you imagine living in a world where love rules? Can you imagine a world where everybody and everything is treated with respect? No crime, no jealousy, no gangs, no revenge. That's heaven, as described by different passages in the Bible. You may remember Sam Cooke's song, Wonderful World. It has the line, "What a wonderful world this would be." We're asked to pray that earth would become more like heaven. Thy will be done. To be a Christian means to submit your life to God. It's wanting him to take control. The prophet Jeremiah reminds us that God has plans for our lives, plans that will never harm us. Do you know what God might want of your life? Isaiah tells us of God who reminds us that his ways and his thoughts are higher than ours. They're more important. In fact, they're the most important. Give us this day. This is not a selfish prayer, and it's not a greedy prayer either. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." There may be some of you listening right now who are worried about tomorrow. Give tomorrow to God today. Our daily bread. Bread here can refer to all needs, but if you want to take this literally, then note that daily bread involves daily prayer. Indeed, praying to God can and should be a regular event in our lives. There's no need for a set script. Talk to God about your day and remember to give thanks for the good things. When younger, before going to bed, my two sons would pray, "Thank you for a lovely day. Keep us safe tonight, we pray. Amen." Lots of people say grace at meal times. My dad's favourite is, "For what we're about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful. Amen." And forgive us our trespasses. There's an old-fashioned word for you. Trespasses. They're wrongs, or to use a Bible word, sin. Not good. To be forgiven means that the issue is sorted. It's dealt with. Move on. As we forgive those who trespass against us. I shouldn't have split this sentence because it reads as one. We receive forgiveness and need to be forgiving of others too. When Jesus sent out the 12 disciples, he said, freely you have received, freely give. It's sound advice to follow. And lead us not into temptation. James wrote in his letter, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted by God,' for God himself cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed." Self-control is needed. The prayer is, really, that we don't give in to temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is another way of saying help. The desire here is to stay on God's path, which is always the right path. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God is in control. It is God who is to be thanked, praised, worshipped, and adored, forever and ever, without end, for all eternity. Amen. The Chinese interpret this as, "My heart wishes it to be exactly so." Others would say, "I agree," or "Yes, Lord," or "So be it, let it be." We've briefly considered the contents of the Lord's Prayer, so let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.